Breaking It Down with Frank McKay. This is 103.9 LI News Radio.
I'd like to welcome everyone to Breaking It Down. Frank McKay here with the one and only Tommy Chong. And if you go to his Instagram, at Hey Tommy Chong, you could check out a lot more. But we want everyone to pre-order Cheech and Chong's Bud Farm. It's terrific. You can get it at any of the app stores, Apple, Android app stores. Terrific video game. And you know his work with Cheech Marin for many years, and later generations got to know him as Leo on That 70 Shows. 9 hit comedy albums, 8 hit films, and so much more. Tommy Chong, the one and only Tommy Chong. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Thank you. And how are you doing?
Well, I'm doing great, and congratulations on this video game. Have you had a video game before?
No, this is the first one. We tried, you know, before there were video games. We one called, I think it was called. But this one here, this Bud Farms, it's the latest and the greatest. It's going to be... It's going to be my retirement money.
Listen, way to go. I mean, everyone who's gotten a preview about it, or, you know, the people who know about this type of thing, say it's going to be a big hit. It's, you know, and look, you know, the name and the cannabis feel to it. And nowadays, everybody's got to stay in. Everybody shouldn't be out there doing things. You know, stay in, do things, and play some games. And not a bad place to start with Cheech and Chong, Bud Farm. So I think you're on to something here.
I think so. I think so. It's you know, that's how kids entertain themselves. You know, I tell you, if it wasn't for my our phones, you know, we couldn't have a meal with our grandkids.
Yeah.
That's the only way we can calm them down. Here, go play with the phone, and then they're good for a few hours. The Bud Farm is all about, you know, growing and weed and you know, being chased by cops and that. It's just an addictive, fun thing to do.
Listen, you've done great work over the years advocating for cannabis and the legalization, and finally we're getting somewhere. Can you believe it's taken this long to get? And we still have states that won't hear it. It's crazy. But I mean, did you ever think it would take this long to legalize weed?
Did I ever think it would be this long? You know, I look at things a lot different. You know, because I've been smoking and toking for so long, I found out that everything happens when they're supposed to happen. You know, it's like cooking a good meal. You can't you have to wait until it's done. And that's what happened with the weed. You know, we had to wait until they found it, you know, until they found that it could cure diseases like Alzheimer's and cancer. You know, it works very effective as a medicine, and it's always been a medicine, by the way. And so, no, I actually, I'm really thrilled that I'm still part of it, you know. And you know, there was a time, especially with the alcohol and the cigarettes, you know, both alcohol and cigarettes were designed for, well, what the hell, we're going to die anyway. You know, the World War II kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You know, remember when they used to execute people? They'd give them their last cigarette.
Yeah. a blindfold and a cigarette. Well, hey, let me remind people who are just tuning in or just turning on their radios a little late. We got a couple of minutes left with the one and only Tommy Chong. We're talking about Cheech and Chong Bud Farm. Everyone pre-order this. It's on Apple and Android. You can get it at the app stores, but everybody get it. I mean, you know, as the curiosity goes, but it's a dynamite game. I mean, it really, everyone who's previewed this is raving about it. Get this and be the first to tell somebody about it, and help Tommy in his retirement. You know, he's got a lot of time left, we know. But He could do it. Cheech and Chong, Bud Farm. Hey, Tommy, how long's it been in the making? When did you first hear that this was a possibility? When did you first realize this was going to be reality?
It was about we've been going at it for about 2 years now. You know, from the inception, it was my son Paris Chong that actually got this all happening, and then. And then about a year ago, we went in and looked at some of the rough sketches and that. And then now it's a reality, and I love it. I love being part of the new thing going on in the world, you know, with the phone and that. It's nice still being recognized as being relevant.
You know? Listen, you're always going to be relevant, pioneer. In the weed field, or at least in the popular weed field, we should say. Listen, I want to thank you for being here. Congratulations on the app and all the success over the years. I know you're at Hey Tommy Chong on Instagram. Do you have another website or a social media site you want to point us to?
Well, I got an app that I'm on every day around 4:20, you know, Pacific Coast time, and it's just Tommy Chong. And you'll see my face on the app. It's just Tommy Chong app. And if you feel like hanging out with me, getting high, I get high every day, around 4 or 5, depends on when I think about it. And and I chat, and we have fun. And so if you get a chance, check it out. I think it's... $4 or some ridiculous low price, and you hang with me, and I've got a lot of friends, and we have contests, and every once in a while I do a meet and greet with everybody. But anyway, just check it out, live your life, and tell everybody, you know, stay social distancing. And I love washing my hands, by the way. I'm sort of getting kind of I like the feeling. I like the feeling. I love the feeling of washing my hands. It's crazy.
Listen,
but anyway, you guys take care. Okay?
You too, Tommy. Thank you for being here. Tommy Chong, everyone, is the one and only Tommy Chong. I saw Cheech and Chong up in smoke when I was 12 years old at a place called the Encore Theater in Bayshore, Long Island, and it was at 12 midnight, and it played with the Warriors. And, you know, friends of mine, a couple of friends of mine, you can imagine what kind of kids we were if we were watching a 12 midnight showing of Cheech and Chong. And, you know, other than listening to the albums, we had Up in Smoke at 12 years old. Think about that. And I'm pretty sure that was 1980. It came out in 78, but we saw it in 1980 at the Encore Theater in... The Encore Theater in Bayshore, New York, on Long Island, and it was the funniest thing we ever saw. And you know, they were a comedy team, and you know, we had only seen comedy teams like Abbott and Costello, and I guess Martin and Lewis, and Hope and Crosby, and old reruns on TV. And then all of a sudden, you're seeing this comedy team, and they're dealing with weed, and they're dealing with getting high and all of that. And obviously it was more appealing to teenagers and a wild kids before we got to the point. Maybe it was 81 we saw it. Maybe I was 14 when it happened. But a couple of friends of mine and my brother, we went there. It was just absolutely terrific film, double feature, like I said, with the Warriors, and I think the Warriors was first, and then it came on. But terrific memories of Cheech and Chong, and everything after that, you know, they did. We checked out, but nothing was quite like Up in Smoke, and it was nice to see him years later get appreciated. Tommy Chong, Cheech Marin, did some different type of roles. I think he did Spy Kids, and I saw a lot of his roles with my kids shows. And my kids watched him in a much different situation than how I first him. Thankfully, They saw him in a much different situation. But think about it. 9 comedy albums and all hit albums, best-selling album. I don't know if they all went gold, but they were all big money makers, and 8 hit films, and you know, even the ones they made towards the end, they still had that following, and you know, they classify as hits. I think Up and Smoke did 100 million at the box office back then. I mean, 100 million. I mean, it's a huge, monstrous turnout for them. And you know who that were? That was, you know, those the kids, and it was the stoners going out and checking them out, and it was playing for years and at midnight showing, and you know, probably a lot of you out there saw them for the first time, like I saw them, my brother saw them, and just great. Anyway, Cheech and Chong Bud Farm is the app. Like you said, this is his retirement money, so you want to help him retire. Buy the app, and it's, you know, it's a couple bucks, and you can get it on Android and Apple app stores. Get it at Apple and Android app stores. But the one and only Tommy Chong has been our very special guest. 81 years old. How about that? 81-year-old Tommy Chong, still going strong. And we'll see you next time on Breaking It Down.